Arky.
It wasn't me. I always closed that door. If I forgot, old Sarge would have torn me a new asshole. Maybe Kurt, too. They wanted that place closed up tight. They were strong on that.
Eddie.
Or maybe something from inside opened it. Some force originating in the Buick. I suppose that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if that's the case or not. I only know that the door was open. That was where the worst of the stench was coming from, and that was where Mr. Dillon was going. Shirley ran down the steps, Huddy right behind her, both of them yelling for Mr. D to come back. They passed us. George ran after them, and I ran after George. There had been a light show from the Buick 2 or 3 days before. I hadn't been there, but someone had told me about it, and the temperature had been down in Shed B for almost a week. Not a lot, only 4 or 5 degrees. There were a few signs, in other words, but nothing really spectacular. Nothing you'd get up in the middle of the night and write home to Mother about. Nothing that would have led us to suspect what we found when we got inside. Shirley was first, screaming Dee's name, and then just screaming. A second later, and Huddy was screaming, too. Mr. Dillon was barking in a lower register by then, only it was barking and growling, all mixed together. It's the sound a dog makes when he's got something treed or at bay. George Morgan yelled out, "Oh, my Lord! Oh, my dear Jesus Christ! What is it?" I went into the shed, but not very far. Shirley and Huddy were standing shoulder to shoulder, and George was right behind them. They had the way pretty well blocked up. The smell was rank. It made your eyes water and your throat close. But I hardly noticed it. The Buick's trunk was open again. Beyond the car, in the far corner of the shed, stood a thin and wrinkled yellow nightmare, with a head that wasn't really a head at all, but a loose tangle of pink cords, all of them twitching and squirming. Under them, you could see more of the yellow, wrinkled flesh. It was very tall, 7 feet at least. Some of those pink cords lashed at one of the overhead beams as it stood there. The sound they made was fluttery, like moths striking window glass at night, trying to get at the light they see or sense behind it. I can still hear that sound. Sometimes I hear it in my dreams.